everyone. My name is Ethan Uslan, and you're listening to the Carolina Shout podcast, the podcast where I play old-timey piano and I talk about the music. And I put out an episode every month, but I skipped last month to give the old piano fingers a rest. But I missed you guys, and I was lonely without you. That's why I opened up the episode today by playing a song called Lonely Moments by Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou Williams was an extremely prolific master of jazz piano, and her recording career spanned six decades from the 1920s through the 70s. And her style changed with the times. She played blues, stride, boogie, swing, and when the bebop movement changed jazz in the 1940s, she was right there at the forefront. And she even did funk jazz fusion stuff in the 70s, and she even did avant-garde stuff. She did a duet concert with Cecil Taylor in 1977, and he was known for being pretty out there, very modern, very avant-garde. And Mary Lou Williams was just like, all right, let's do it, bring it on, I can play any style. She continued evolving as a pianist and composer up until the day she died in 1981. Very different from people like me who kind of focus on just one time period. Anyway, that song of hers that I played, Lonely Moments, was written in the 1940s, and she composed it for the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and they recorded it too. Lonely Moments never became that popular, but I think it's a great tune. I like how it uses silence. I guess those are the lonely moments. Silence in music and in speech can really create a strong sense of drama or tension. Right? The silence is kind of intense, isn't it? Okay. Moving right along, I'd like to play some Jelly Roll Morton for you. Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton was born in New Orleans, where he learned his craft, but he left the city as a young man and never came back. He traveled all over the country, and for much of his life, he was truly an itinerant pianist. He went everywhere. Detroit, Los Angeles, Shreveport, Denver, Tijuana, Chicago, New York, Memphis, Seattle, St. Louis, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. I'm probably leaving out lots of cities. At one point, he was part of a traveling vaudeville show in which he played piano for a contortionist who dressed up in a frog costume. This guy called himself Moore the Frogman. His shtick has long been forgotten. There are no films of Moore the Frogman, so it's not quite clear what he did exactly. I suppose he did a lot of leaping and stretching, maybe some dancing, I don't know. Whatever he did, it inspired Jelly Roll Morton to compose a number called the Froggy Moore Rag, which I will now play for you. I think it does sound a bit froggish. The first section has an ascending melody, which sounds like the frog is gearing up for a giant leap. And then he leaps. I think you can hear him leap. And the third section starts out quite subdued. So maybe the frogman is relaxing on a lily pad, catching some flies, thinking about his frog girlfriend. Maybe he lets out a contented croak. I don't know. Do frogs croak? That's toads. Frogs ribbit. He lets out a contented ribbit. I don't know. Here's the Froggy Moore Rag by Jelly Roll Morton from 1918. Thank you.
Ribbit.
So that was the Froggy Moor Rag by Jelly Roll Morton, supposedly inspired by the amphibious antics of Moor the Frogman. But there is a second theory. There's also a very credible theory that Jelly Roll Morton was inspired by a Cincinnati piano player whose name was Benson Foraker Moore, who went by the nickname of Froggy Moore. So Jelly Roll Morton, in his life, rubbed elbows with both Moore the Frogman and Benson Froggy Moore, which is crazy, because he knew two frog-monikered Moores. What are the chances of that? I don't know any Froggy Moores. I doubt you know any either. If you do, let me know. That would be very interesting. But I digress. This other Froggy Moore, Benson Froggy Moore, was living in Detroit around 1917, and that's when Jelly Roll Morton was there too. So they probably met, and Jelly Roll had a history of paying tribute to other piano players in a musical way. For instance, his famous King Porter Stomp was inspired by a pianist named Porter King. So it's not crazy to suppose that the Froggy Moore Rag was inspired by the piano stylings of Benson Froggy Moore. Unfortunately, there are no recordings of Benson Froggy Moore. We only know one thing about his piano style. He read the newspaper while playing piano. That was his thing. You might be wondering how I know that. Well, I read it in a newspaper, the Kentucky Post, in an obituary from 1937, Froggy Moore's obituary. Why don't I read it to you right now as I play piano, as Froggy Moore was wont to do. Club entertainer is taken by death. Benson Froggy Moore dies at home of his sister. Funeral services for Benson Froggy Moore, widely known nightclub and cafe entertainer in northern Kentucky, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Allison and Rose Funeral Home, Covington. Burial will be in Highland Cemetery. Mr. Moore died yesterday at the home of his sister, Mrs. C.O. Brownfield, 2720 Madison Pike, Covington, following an illness of 9 weeks. He was 44. He played in nearly every cafe in this vicinity, in addition to working as an entertainer in many other cities in the United States. Possibly he is best remembered for his habit of reading a newspaper while playing the piano. Besides his sister, he leaves his mother, Dinah A. Moore, Covington, one son, Charles Moore of Norwood, Ohio, and four other sisters, Mrs. Joseph Emmett, Mrs. Cora Koppel, and Margaret Moore, all of Covington, and Mrs. Edward Benham of Ryland, Kentucky. So there it is. To honor Froggy Moore, who played piano while reading the newspaper, I played the Froggy Moore Rag while reading the newspaper. Specifically, a newspaper obituary about Froggy Moore. I think we have officially reached the next level. Okay, I got one more song left in me for today. One of the most modern, up-to-date songs I have ever played on this podcast. It's a song by Jeff Moss that was number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 in September 1970. I'm talking about Rubber Ducky from Sesame Street. It was the song that launched my music career when I sang it in the bathtub at age 5. In fact, I still sing it in the bathtub. And I play it on the piano. Here it is, Rubber Ducky. Thank you. And that was Rubber Ducky, a song that quacked its way up all the way to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 in September 1970. And what's interesting about it is it's very much stylistically very 1920s-ish, which is why it's such a great song. And now I've worked up quite a sweat playing piano for you. I need to wrap up this podcast and take a warm, relaxing bubble bath. Kate, let's roll the credits. The Carolina Shout podcast is recorded at the Uselin household in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Ethan Uselin, and I'm the piano player and raconteur. Kate Uselin is the audio engineer. Thanks to our two amphibious muses, Benson Foraker, Froggy Moore, and Moore the Frogman. You know there's a stew native to coastal South Carolina called Frogmore Stew? It's really just shrimp and potatoes and corn with Old Bay seasoning. No frogs in it, but still very hearty, very nourishing. And it's the official stew of today's episode. Thank you, Frogmore Stew. All right, bath time. See you later.